These are your latest Manchester City headlines. South City have been drawn to face Paris Saint-Germain in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Mamo Pellegrini's side eased into the last eight with a 3-1 aggregate win over Dynamo Kiev. The rewards a two-legged clash against the French champions who defeated Chelsea in the previous round. The first leg will be at the Parc des Princes before the return leg at the Etihad Stadium on April the 5th or 6th and the 12th or 13th. On to more pressing matters, Nicolas Otamendi's battling to be fit for Manchester City's derby visit of Manchester United, but Vincent Kompany's definitely out. Argentine defender Otamendi was forced out of the midweek draw with Dynamo Kiev with a knock. Him and Manuel Pellegrini waiting to see if he'll be fit. He'll be assessed on Saturday, according to the boss. The need for his fitness is required with the Kompany set to be out for another spell with a calf injury. Some conflict over how long he'll be absent for. Belgium coach Mark Wilmots said he could be missing for up to 8 weeks earlier on Friday, but Pellegrini's hoping the player will be back in just a month. He said, talking with the doctor, "I think Vincent has an injury in the other calf, not the same as the last one. I think he could play again this season." On his other injured players, Pellegrini added, "Sami Nasri's working with the whole squad. We hope in the international break, Fabian Delph, Nasri and Kevin De Bruyne will play with the under-21s. City go into the derby with United with one eye on the Premier League title, despite being 12 points behind leaders Leicester with a game in hand. Pellegrini said, "In football, when you have a mathematical chance, you can't think you can't do it. It's a winning mentality. Win the next game and then see which team has the most points." United, though, are just 4 points behind them and looking to snatch the fourth Champions League spot after crashing out of the Europa League to Liverpool. So the onus on City is to maintain their spot in the top four. Pellegrini expecting a difficult game. He said, "It doesn't matter how they play, they're always a dangerous team, a special game. I know the players treat it that way for the fans." And finally, City said they won't be rushed into making a decision on Yaya Toure's future beyond this season. The player's got 12 months remaining on his present £220,000 a week deal. He's after a new 3-year agreement. And despite his agent, Dimitri Seluk, demanding the citizens let them know in the next week where they stand or look for a move elsewhere, the club are nonplussed by the comments. And it's believed the club want to afford Pep Guardiola extra time to conclude who is heading for the exit door, and Toure will have to wait longer to learn of his fate.